First, if you're not familiar with the Gadsden Arts Center and Museum, Executive Director Grace Robinson has the sales pitch down pat.
Was founded in 1994. It has grown a lot over the years. It has always been a quality operation. The founding director did a brilliant job. And as of last year, we became accredited by the American Alliance of Museums, making us the 27th nationally accredited art museum in the state of Florida.
Which Robinson says means a whole bunch more than simple bragging rights. It gives the Gadsden Arts Center and Museum access to a much wider range of exhibits, like the one opening on July 14th. Curator of Exhibitions and Collections Angie Berry says it's called Florida's First Highwayman.
Here's a group of African Americans who couldn't show in the galleries or in the museums, but wanted to share their artwork and sell their artwork. And so they would go kind of door to door and sometimes on, you know, in parking lots and on along the highways to sell their artwork to tourists.
As well as hometown folk who delighted in picking up some terrific original paintings for just a few dollars. Berry says the inspiration and mentor for the Highwayman until his death in 1990 was A.E. Bean Backus, who lived in Fort Pierce.
Backus, this white regionalist landscape painter who was really well known, sharing his knowledge and even his supplies with these black artists and teaching them how to paint, and then them going off and being able to kind of take it in this whole new direction.
Berry says viewers can see examples of Backus's work, but the real focus is the art of the highwaymen themselves.
Harold Newton, who was one of the most talented painters and really took his time and was as concerned with the quality of his work as Backus was. So he was the whole deal. He wanted to be a fine painter. He wanted to create great work. He was known for being able to copy any brushstroke, any style. He developed his own. He captured beautiful light in his paintings, but he also hated manual labor, and he had developed this door-to-door way of selling artwork. So he was sort of the whole highwayman package.
Newton isn't the only highwayman in the exhibit.
Alfred Hare was a talented painter, and he enjoyed painting. But he did not really worry first about the quality of his work, the detail, the artistic concerns. He developed a formula that sold, and he created an assembly line method for cranking these things out.
And wait, there's more.
Like Marianne Carroll, her use of color and her detail was very much along the same as Harold Newton. And then Orr McClendon, who did other beautiful kind of images. The images are very similar. You'll see a lot of palm trees. You'll see the poinsettia trees. You'll see rivers and water.
Visions of an older, more natural Florida. Gadsden Arts Center Executive Director Grace Robinson says Florida's First Highwayman opens at 6 the evening of Friday, July 14th, and continues through September 23rd. And she's inviting civic and other groups to make use of the center as a meeting as well as exhibit space.
Schedule your group for a tour. You can also have lunch ordered in from one of three caterers, and then we provide your space for lunch for free, and you can have your group meeting following lunch. So it's a fun way for you to combine a visit to the museum with whatever your group normally does and a fantastic lunch on top of that.
Check out the Gadsden Arts Center and Museum website for more information about Florida's First Highwayman and other offerings. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.